Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. The victim of an alleged axe attack in the Midwest says he's lucky to be alive. The alleged incident left the 54-year-old man with serious injuries, including a broken hand, internal bleeding and bruising near his lung. Two people under the age of 18 have been charged. Investigations are ongoing. Almost a third of Aussie farmers have experienced a decline in their mental health. That's according to the National Farmers Federation, who met with industry leaders in search of help. President David Johinki says life on the land comes with a number of challenges.
Things like prolonged drought, floods, massive environmental events, and even downturns in industry can all lead to people needing to reach out to have some support to try to get them through hard times and ultimately face those mental health issues.
A Geraldton doctor has taken out top honours at this year's WA Rural Health Excellence Awards. Obstetrician and gynaecologist Dr. Sarah Armitage awarded Specialist of the Year. Representatives from the state's universities are set to meet today to discuss how to improve opportunities for regional students. Curtin University's Natalie Nelms says she hopes it'll increase the number of courses that can be provided out bush.
To get a better idea of what it is that regions need, get a better idea what the universities already have on offer for us or how we can best support their students in the regions. We haven't had a regional university study hub network in WA before.
Geraldton residents could be without power tomorrow. Western Power warning locals to prepare with planned upgrades to the network taking place. In sport, more netball action for Geraldton tonight with round 7 getting underway. Bruisers looking to hold on to the top spot when it takes on bottom side underdogs to open the round. And Midwest Vet Ballers will try their luck for some points in its clash against Scorchers. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.